Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/RedCircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/RedCircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/RedCircle.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to follow up on our last video on David Platt, and we're going to talk a little bit about the reaction to the documentary that was released about him called The Real David Platt. It is a 2-part documentary, and it is pretty revealing, and it even teaches me some new things about David Platt. I've done 2 videos on the 2 parts respectively, but today I want to talk about the media reaction, and that is the liberal media is turning on David Platt. So this is kind of an interesting and positive development about this documentary. The documentary is not simply being written off as a bunch of disgruntled church members. It is being taken seriously even by enemy media. And the enemy media specifically is Baptist News Global, and that's who we're going to talk about today. But first, I want you to know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. We've been covering this David Platt story for years, and it is finally climaxed with this documentary. And you can support our Patreon like system at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. It's linked in the description below. The least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you are new. Also, check out Winning Not Winsome, my first ever book, 10 Commandments of Spiritual Warfare. That's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and stuff like that. Linked in the description below also. And this is the article that we're going to be talking about today. It's called Understanding the David Platt Story by Mina Morara. And this is Baptist News Global. They are not a Orthodox outlet. I'm pretty sure they've had homosexuals write for them. The guy that got trounced in a debate between him and Jeff Durbin and James White on the issue of homosexuality and stuff like that is written for them. So this is not a very Orthodox outlet. They're pretty far left. And yet they are coming after David Platt. And the reason is his own fault. It's his own fault. This article is hilarious. And I got sent this article by some people who thought it was also funny. So I just wanted to share the funny article like it's a meme in a way. So the article begins. We're going to read the first chunk here. And then we're going to read the end. Because the middle part is stuff that's in the documentary. Or it's David Platt's backstory. So anyway, it says, 2 weeks ago, I received a press release from a PR firm inquiring about my interest in interviewing pastor and New York Times bestselling author David Platt. The request struck me as unusual, as Platt typically only grants interviews coinciding with new book releases, which is not now. So David Platt wants an interview, and there's no book release happening, so why does he want an interview? Nevertheless, given his recent op-ed on lostness and my own spiritual interest in evangelism, I was intrigued by the opportunity to engage with someone who rarely gives interviews. What neither the PR representative nor Platt disclosed was the impending release of a documentary about Platt, information that would have significantly influenced my approach to the interview. So This guy's actually trying to practice some journalism. I think it's a man that wrote the article, given the picture at the bottom. Yeah, it's a dude that wrote the article. First name throws you off a little bit, but it was a dude. So, again, he wants to practice some journalism here. David Platt's asking about an interview, and he says, if I'd known about this documentary, and if they talked about this documentary, it would frame my approach to the interview, whether friendly or unfriendly, in a way. The truth only emerged when I contacted the PR firm seeking clarity on what I initially dismissed as more allegations from disgruntled members. The firm's admission that they knew about the documentary's planned release revealed a calculated strategy to paint Platt in a positive light before its release. When I subsequently requested a follow-up interview with Platt to address these revelations, he was suddenly unavailable, a stark contrast to his earlier accessibility. I believe before, I don't know if it was in video or on Twitter or an article, but actually it was definitely in an article. David Platt is overseas. I believe he was in Myanmar, I believe was the country he was in, based on the clues that he gave. And he strategically has an overseas missions trip. He's posting a lot of videos about it. He's trying to rehash the radical, you know, grift, really. And it's when this documentary is coming out, the week leading up to that. So he's trying to draw positive attention to himself for when this documentary comes out. And this article confirms that he knew the documentary is coming out. And it looks like they were trying to hedge and coordinate a counter narrative. They're trying to get their media ducks in a row in order to thwart the documentary's impact. That two-part film produced by Church Reform Initiative is one of the most astounding things I've ever seen resulting from a church schism. A dissident group from McLean Bible Church has been after Platt for 7 years now, and this is the latest salvo in their battle. So he credits the dissidents for 7 years, and this is the latest. So this guy was initially dismissing this documentary, but he can't now that Platt tipped his hand. So we're going to pick up here. Among the multiple accusations lobbed by Platt by disgruntled members at his church was that he secretly was making the church Southern Baptist. 5 church members filed a lawsuit against Platt alleging financial mismanagement and other improprieties. The 2-part documentary presents extensive testimony about these concerns, including controversial handling of race and critical race theory issues, undisclosed SBC connections despite constitutional prohibitions, financial transfers including a $650,000 payment to Platt's radical organization, systematic removal of members who questioned leadership decisions, lack of transparency in denominational relationships. What has emerged at McLean Bible Church is one of the most curious examples of the intersection of denominational and non-denominational alliances with the perils of a rapid rise to leadership. This is a story that keeps getting bigger, not smaller. So even Mina Morara cannot ignore this. Now, in his defense, he's also a freelance writer. So maybe he's not always with Baptist News Global here. And he has a personal reflection at the end. Until recently, I maintained a cordial relationship with Platt, even praising his leadership abilities in navigating the complex landscape of evangelical culture during our last conversation. The conspicuous absence of any mention of the pending documentary during our interview, coupled with its timing, now raises serious ethical concerns. Had I known about these circumstances, my questions would have been focused on the documentary's allegations and the church's denominational affiliations. In religious leadership, as in journalism, character and transparency form the bedrock of credibility. While I don't subscribe to every claim presented in the documentary, the pattern of behavior raises legitimate questions that demand serious consideration. Our character ultimately defines us, and the evidence presented suggests a troubling disconnect between public persona and private conduct. So he's saying that David Platt is a phony. He's a fake. one of my journalism professors, this dude went to school for journalism, but he also went to Liberty University, so maybe it wasn't the worst journalism school, taught us this truth. When a story fails to reflect key points, or when you've been given misleading information, the only ethical response is to own it and set the record straight. So, there you have it. Baptist News Global, a liberal outlet, just published this piece about David Platt giving air to the documentary. You love to see that. This documentary is not being talked about by a lot of liberal outlets. You think they would talk about it for the reasons why I discussed in the last video on this subject, on the SA issue, but they don't. They didn't want to talk about it. Julie Royes doesn't want to talk about it. And I imagine that means Religion News Service isn't going to talk about it. So that is the latest update. Baptist News Global is talking about it. I think that this is going to get bigger, not smaller. The story is not going to go away just yet. I think after the election, you're going to see some more outlets talk about this story. And you're going to want to stay tuned for that. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this video if you're new. That's all I got for today. My name is Ray. Stay based, Crisis King. And we will catch you on the next one.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.